This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Conservative. What I don't like about Washington is they're very nice to your face, and then they take a shiv or a machete and they stab it in your back. I'm a Wall Street guy, and I'm more of a front stabbing person, and I'd rather tell people directly how I feel about them.
Nobody talk about politics, like, don't say anything, you know.
A marriage that's been through it all.
She has filed for divorce over his naked political ambition.
These are the views of a couple in love, a couple with children, a couple with differing opinions and perspectives. A couple that survived.
He's kind of like an impetuous guy. In many ways, that's great. In some ways, it's tough when you're married.
What leads them back to each other? Communication, conversation, and a realistic outlook on the world we live in. Your hosts, Anthony and Deirdre Scaramucci. This is Mooch and the Misses.
We're back on Mooch and the Misses, and Charlie Kirk, the founder of Turning Point USA, who we've known each other a pretty long time now.
That's right.
We were campaigning together in 2016 in Pennsylvania. That was a lot of fun,
with
right?
Donald Trump Jr.
We went all over the place with him, mm-hmm. right? And we were in areas of the country that were traditionally Democratic. What happened in those areas, Charlie?
Well, Trump won, surprisingly, because he showed up and he delivered a message to the forgotten men and women of this country that were so honestly disaffected by the policies of both political parties that disenfranchised middle America. Poorly written trade deals, tax policy written for the elites. And so we went to Pennsylvania, went to the heartland of the country, you know, that kind of dark area between Manhattan and Malibu that kind of gets forgotten.
Oh, yeah.
Quite
that
often.
Little place.
That little place.
Yeah.
Where we used to make stuff. We used to make steel. We used to make cars. That was the bedrock of this country. And actually, the data has just come out in the last couple of days that the areas that voted for Donald Trump have seen the greatest percentage increase and resurgence of economic growth of any area in the country.
So I'm going to let my wife jump in a second, but I'm going to ask you this question.
It's okay. I'll just sit here and watch you guys talk.
So what?
I'm tired anyway.
What he's doing is great, but there are some issues with how he's doing it. Okay, so go ahead. Go ahead, baby.
You're going to stick the issues on me?
No, go ahead.
So I'm the comic relief in this relationship. That's Everyone thinks good. He's funny, but I'm funnier. But
well, that's obvious. It's not.
I guess. No. Okay. So anyway, what do you want me to talk about? His style?
No. You don't like aspects of the guy.
I think he's
a little nuts. I mean, you know, same policies, less crazy.
Right.
Is what my wife would say. Right.
Right?
You know how like
it's just a style
light
thing.
Beer, same taste, less
style.
Feeling. Same policies,
I mean?
Less crazy. That's what my wife would say.
Okay. Well, I'm right here, so I'm going to say there are just some things about the style I don't understand. But then again, I'm also married to Anthony, so there are things about his style I don't understand either. But like,
this is
why?
A lot cheaper than therapy, Charles. You just mm-hmm. Stay on the mess.
So,
stay on message.
I'm just curious. Do you think it's helpful or not helpful, some of the ways that he goes about doing things? Like, do you think Twitter is helpful to him?
Generally, yes. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's effective. I think it's hard when you have 330 million people that have different interests and wants and desires. It was a really eye-opening experience for me a couple years ago when I visited some of my family in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And this was during the Iowa caucus. And I expected them to be somewhat negative on Donald Trump's Twitter. And they were beyond enthusiastic about his style and his willingness to fight. And I think there's a certain portion of the population that focuses on the social media feed a lot. And there's definitely a portion of the American population that finds great resonance in that. I think we need to recognize that.
Okay, but what about the general, so just speaking in terms, not even social media related, but just in general, but you're so young, so you obviously don't have kids yet.
No.
But it's hard to have your kids watch somebody that you're not sure if they're ever going to say something negative about somebody else at any given time, and you're trying to teach them every day not to do that. So it's just an interesting thing to see the person who's supposed to be the leader of your country and the leader of the free world speak negatively about people when you're trying to instill in your children not to do that. So what's your take on that?
I get asked questions like this a lot.
I'm not trying to be like, annoying or anything.
No,
I'm just really curious to understand how you feel about it.
And Anthony and I both consider the president a friend, right? So I'm
a huge supporter of the president.
I'm not
an apologist for him, though. I don't agree with everything that he's doing, and we have an intellectual conversation about that. But I'm a huge supporter. I think he's created an economic miracle in the country, and I've been studying the economy for 30 years, and so I'm a huge supporter.
Right.
But,
it's not about that.
I would love him to be a little less boring on Twitter, because I think what happens is you've got 52% of the white women voters that voted for him last time. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see that coalition come back to him. That's all.
Right.
So, look, I get asked this question a lot. For example, on a college campus a couple months ago, someone said, well, Charlie, Donald Trump's the most immoral person we've had as president. So I said, wait a second. I asked him how on earth he came to that conclusion.
Well, that's not true. We just didn't know about anything anybody else was doing.
And so he was just rattled.
Just read up on JFK.
Jack Kennedy was
an immoral. Here's the only the first and foremost way that we should judge a president's ethics is whether the president does what he says he's going to do. I mean, that's the first and foremost, most important reason why you elect somebody, right? Mm-hmm. You don't elect someone to do the opposite based on their campaign promises.
Right.
And a president that did move the embassy to Jerusalem, that did cut taxes, had Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, 150 circuit court judges, all these things that were difficult. I mean, it would have been really easy for the president not to cancel the Iran deal or not withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. And I think one of the most underappreciated merits and virtues of the president is his courage.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a tremendous amount of courage to stand up to the international community and move the embassy to Jerusalem. I mean, how many dinners have you and I been to, Anthony, where in the last 5 years, we need to move the embassy to Jerusalem, and everyone applauds, right? And no one actually does it. And Obama.
The last four presidents said they were going to do it. They didn't do it.
Republicans and Democrats included.
Yeah. These are the things we all like about the president. I even think, I don't want to speak for Deirdre, but I think there's a lot of stuff she likes about the president. I guess what I'm asking, do you think, because you're close to him, you're probably closer to him now, frankly, than I am. I haven't seen him in a long time. Do you feel directionally he's going in the right way? Because, I look at what's going on in the economy. I studied it again for 30 years. Mm-hmm. Should have a 65% approval rating, given what's going on in the economy.
Yeah. I think, Anthony, you'd agree to this. His approval rating should be higher, but mostly that's contributed to the media refusing to give him any sort of positive coverage whatsoever. And I think we would all agree with that.
Yep.
And the Mueller issue should never have happened in the first place. It was the sins of the opposite party that were imposed and portrayed upon Trump himself. What happened at the highest level of the FBI should never happen to another president again. We have actual proof and evidence of text messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page.
Does James Comey get indicted?
He should be. He lied to Congress. He illegally leaked information to the New York Times. He has not been held accountable for. So
he's doing some sort of Anderson Cooper town hall tonight.
So, what is that all about? I mean, I'm blown away by this guy's righteousness and sanctimony. Not a fan. And so I'm just wondering, how is he getting away with all that? Is that just because the left is carrying his water? The media is carrying his water to things like this?
Yeah.
It would have to be. It's not just James Comey, though. It's Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, it's Brennan, it's Clapper, it's the entire intelligence community. There's still so many questions that need to be answered around how this happened. And this is a really serious deal, because the Democrats won back the House largely in part because of the cloud of Mueller over the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, still to this day, 44% of Americans think Donald Trump colluded with Russia. Something, again, you can't prove a negative. The Mueller report was probably one of the few times you've had a negative proven in American political history, because they looked for 2 years and $30 million, 400 pages. If it happened, they would have found it. And so, look, I think the approval ratings would be a lot higher because of that. You and I know the president quite well. We know the type of guy that he is, that he's a fighter, he's focused, and I believe he is absolutely on the correct trajectory. Because here's the first question we should always ask is style. Everyone will have subjective
interpretation. Someone will always find something wrong.
No matter what
it,
it is, right? So people had differences of style from Obama to Bush. But let's talk about objective things, like you said, Anthony. Is the country in a better place today than it was the day that it got inaugurated? And the answer is, of course it is. From foreign policy to the economy to rule of law.
He's
revitalized the American spirit.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You spend so much time on college campuses. Mm-hmm. God bless you for doing this, because
it's difficult.
Look, I got thrown off the board of my alma mater, the Tufts School of Law and Diplomacy, because of my Trump support. So, you know how crazy these people are. And that's fine. I don't have to give them any money anymore, so that's even better for me. But
save us a bunch of money.
Yeah, but that's totally fine. But the point I'm making is that this is a textbook case study on policies actually matter. I mean, how is the left going to refute the policies that are deepening wage growth, the policies that have improved the
African— Yeah, but there are some policies that people are, like, really thirsty for that they're getting no love on, like gun control and things like that. Those are things that are important to other people, like health care.
Deirdre's worried that, the school shootings, parents get alarmed by the school shootings, and so Deirdre's worried about that.
I was talking to Chris Christie last night about it, and he's like, yeah, our parents never had to worry about that. Like, they never sent us off to school and were worried that we were going to be harmed in any way, shape, or form. It's a real thing now, so we need to, like, adjust and pivot a little bit, and I think that we're probably not going to do that under this administration, so I think that's something that people are yearning for.
Yeah.
But
and I think the president has equal amount of concern for the school shooting rise. I think
it's
frustration.
Crazy. It's like all the time. You know what I mean? I just don't even know.
Yeah,
what
I mean, but like, so I'm sitting, we're here at SALT. I'm going to be on the stage today with Cameron Caskey, who is Parkland High School shooting survivor. Great kid. We don't agree on everything, but really, really good kid. But the thing about Parkland that really bothered me is the FBI had two tips about this maniac shooter. The local Broward County sheriff had over 50 tips. You know, no one's been fired from the FBI for not doing their job.
Right.
So why are we, I'm a legal firearm owner. I'm guessing you are too, Anthony, in some way. Well, you're in New York City, so I don't know.
Yeah, so no, I don't have
a— You know what his firearm is? His mouth.
I don't have a firearm, but I know the Sagman family, and they have enough guns
if we need a gun, we'll just call them.
All of Port Washington, because I don't have to worry about that.
Or Nassau County.
Give me a shout out to the Sagmans, okay?
Is that the—
But my father— I've been around guns my entire life. My father's a hunter. Yeah. I've been around guns my entire life, and I'm a Second Amendment believer. Okay, I understand why there is a Second Amendment. I understand why in 2019 you need a Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if there's things that we can do. I mean, the bump stop thing, I think you agree with the president.
Yeah, right.
The president did it. He got some grief from his base, which you can't make everybody completely happy. But
I think the president looked at it and said, okay, that doesn't make that much sense.
Right. So he did.
That's what I love about the president, by the way.
He's very pragmatic.
This is right or wrong. This is the right thing.
Correct. And I think that's one of the reasons why he's been such a successful president. I'll give three really, really quick examples of big policy achievements that I think we can sell to really concerned suburban women that want a better country. So three things that he's actually done. First of which is the Veterans Accountability Act, which has been 40 years overdue, allowed us to fire bad workers in the VA.
Mm-hmm.
There's been hundreds of veterans dying a year waiting for medical care. It's horrible. Sure. Signed that reform. Second thing is a thing called Right to Try. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, but for years, pharmaceutical companies had these more frontier-based developments in drug innovation, which they want to test on actual human beings, right? Like what better test case can you have on a human being, whether a cancer drug can work or not? But because of the way that the testing data was actually submitted to the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, which you actually have to get your drugs approved, the pharmaceutical companies were not actually testing some of these drugs on actual people.
Mm-hmm.
So President Trump signed a bill called Right to Try, where people that are terminally
ill. Right, if you're choosing to do it, then it's your body, your life.
Terminally ill, they've been told you have no hope of survival.
We tried to get Deirdre's father into one of those things pre-Trump. We couldn't do it.
Pre-Trump. So now, thanks to the president, thanks to his problem-solving capacity, you know, he solved this issue in 20 minutes. He got all the pharmaceutical companies in one room. He got the FDA regulators. And they said, well, here's the big issue. We've been trying to do this for decades. We can't figure it out because it brings down our percentages, right? Because the drug companies, they want the highest possible percentage of efficacy. So the president says, well, why don't you just break it into another pool? You have the patient sign a waiver, and they say, I voluntarily submit to myself to be a non-test case.
Mm-hmm.
Silence in the room.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we never thought of this before.
Yeah, like common sense.
It's so common sense.
Yeah.
Signed. We might actually have a cure.
Well, those things we love about the president. We love.
And the final thing I'll say is prison reform. We all agree our prison system is so screwed up that there's people in there for far too long that shouldn't be there. The president signed prison reform. Prison reform that Clinton didn't sign, that Bush didn't sign, that Obama didn't sign. 40 years in the making. This was done in December of last year. Got very little media coverage. Over 500 nonviolent prisoners that have served over a decade in prison have now been successfully reentered into society. Mm-hmm. They have jobs. They have.
Back with their family.
Yeah, that's a great thing. So
these are
things that we can go to the American people and say, look, not only do we have a booming economy, not only do we have peace abroad, you know, the world's never been a more peaceful place. These are things that we can sell back to the American people. And I'm going to take it on the burden of myself to sell this because we're up against a media complex that refuses to tell these stories.
You like the fight?
Of course.
What do you love about the fight?
Gives you something to wake up for.
No, I see you out there, people throwing water on you.
Doing all sorts of stuff.
You like the fight?
If you care
So we're on a podcast. You can't see Charlie smiling right now, but he's grinning ear to ear.
Yeah.
Okay, so like about the fight?
If you care about these ideas and you care about the country and you see that the ideas are making a difference in people's lives, of course you care about challenging people that take notice with them or take exception to them. I've always loved debate and dialogue and discourse and kind of the collision of these ideas. We shouldn't be afraid, by the way, to hear things that some people might deem offensive. You mentioned your Tufts example. Like, what an illustrative example. So what if you support the president? They should be welcoming you in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, we have someone that...
No, it's like a form of censorship.
Isn't
it's
it?
So
it's
stupid.
Fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
And it's cultural, though. And that's happening all across the country. So of course I love it. Of course.
What? I got nothing.
What do you mean you got nothing?
No, this is very enlightening. Maybe I'll walk away with new.
Well, look, I think you did say something that I agree with, which is the president needs to focus on how to win. And this is just demographically true, so I'm going to say it as precise as I can. Women between the ages of 35 and 50. This is his part of the population that he's really struggling with. And then even worse are women 18 to 35. That's negative 30 points in those. And that's all public polling. It's nothing that hasn't been released. So how is he going to win over those populations? Just the data shows that a booming economy is not the top issue.
No.
It's just not. I do think that security is a huge issue. So a lot of those people, individuals in the demographic are mothers. They care about the safety of their kids, like you said.
Yeah,
it's a huge
thing. It's a huge thing.
But also just national security safety, I think we have to talk about. talking about how ISIS is now completely and totally defeated the caliphate.
But he makes that very clear. So, like, that's one thing I have to say. I probably feel like we're a safer country. I do believe that. I think he's done a lot for us in that way. It's you know, the children in the schools, that's a thing that I think is kind of out there in the woodwork. But the country feels safer to me.
And that's awesome. And to hear you say that reinforces that. I think he needs to say that more often. That, and by the way, I give him so much credit for something. His reluctance to get into these conflicts internationally, like other presidents have, so Bill Clinton in Kosovo or Bush in Iraq. He wants to end these endless wars. He wants to end the Afghanistan war, which I totally support. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the demographic we're talking about, they don't want us to be in these foreign conflicts where there's no end in sight, right?
No. We would never want to promote war at all for any reason, unless you really need to.
He's been really good on that issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, like I said, those are the things I love about him. We got a few minutes to go.
Sure.
What's the future for Charlie Kirk, Captain Kirk?
Well,
at the USS Turning Point, USA.
We're at an interesting point.
Where are we going?
In our country, kind of like in our country's political story, which is we have 18 months ahead of, I think, one of the most consequential presidential elections, where I don't think the difference has ever been so dramatic, to be honest.
I agree.
I think that you got really different visions for the country.
Swinging from one way to the next.
No
There's
kidding,
like nothing
right?
Here.
Yeah. Hey,
look, the further left they go, the better for the president.
I think that's right. You know? But it's also equally horrifying. There's things that they're advocating for that I don't think are in the mainstream of the consciousness of this country. I think the president has an opportunity to win back that middle third in a really exciting way.
And we're talking about the president. I want to talk about Charlie Kirk.
He's leading up to what it all means for him. Turning Point USA, we're going to continue the fight on college campuses all across the country. We have a new podcast out, so since we're on a podcast.
So what's the name of your podcast?
It's called The Charlie Kirk Show. We talk about these ideas and the philosophy behind all of it.
Very good.
Success. So you have guests?
We have guests, so you guys have to come on my podcast now.
Okay, as long as no one boos me and throws
tomatoes at me, right? No, this is the cross kind of.
What's wrong? You don't smile today?
I'm smiling. Look at the teeth. See the teeth.
It seems so serious.
The cross promotion.
I'm listening to what he's saying. He's saying a lot of compelling things. I'm synthesizing. I'm going to probably steal and plagiarize a lot of the stuff that he's saying.
Well,
not give him any credit for
it,
but I'm like, I'm just putting it into my black box recording system.
Everyone
right now.
Can know
it's
that you're plagiarizing if they listen to
flattery.
This.
No, it's
but
no problem. I'm out, you know, people.
Success
don't
for me is
our
this.
Podcast. I'll sniff them out and I'll use Charlie Kirk sound bites.
Material. Got it.
Yeah, not give him any credit.
Got it.
Success for me is in 18 months. The president gets reelected, and there's more young people that have a grasp on these ideas.
You gonna run for office?
No. No.
Are you one of those guys that says, no, you're never gonna run for office, but then I'm gonna see you run for office?
No. And I'll tell you why. I mean, I'm extremely happy with what I'm doing. I'm making an impact. And I have not met a lot of happy people in political office.
That's true.
You think about it, right? Yeah. They're almost always just...
miserable.
Right? They're miserable. Yeah. They're just... And I love what I get to do. I'm more of an entrepreneur than in that kind of political archetype. I have an organization that has, you know, a big staff now and a growing budget, and I get to say what I want to say, how I want to say it. And I think there's this unique period of time that I'm put in right now to sell this president's successes and the ideas behind them, which is more important, honestly. Like, forget all the politics of it. What are the ideas? That people should be able to make the decisions they see fit, that free enterprise is the greatest economic system ever discovered, that it benefits everybody, that people should be able to start companies, entrepreneurs are modern day heroes, and that America is the greatest country ever to exist. And those ideas are then overlaid with a president that is then implementing them.
So before we go, I just want to point out to our listeners that we have a ton of Charlie Kirk groupies in the back of the room here. Okay, they're all in the back of the room nodding their heads with great approval. There's one particular woman that I've known for 40 years that says, this is my boyfriend.
And her husband's says sitting right
and her
there.
Her husband's sitting right there. He could care less. He's like on
He's
his
texting.
Phone. He could care less.
Yeah.
Okay. But I mean, what I love about you is you're a very authentic guy.
Thank
and
you.
I love
wow.
hanging out with you. And I'm very proud to know you. And I'm glad you're part of the fight, Charlie.
Thank you.
You should be a part of that intellectual debate for many decades.
I'm glad
many
I finally got to meet you.
Many decades to come.
And you're equally as authentic, Anthony.
Oh, well, yeah. What are you going to do?
Oh,
it
yes.
is what it is.
Oh, yes.
You
got to
be who you are, right? So
yeah.
thank you guys
You can't
guys
be
so
anything
much.
Else.
I'm not so authentic like you. I am dyeing my hair, Charles. Okay,
oh, okay.
So maybe you'll get there someday,
maybe.
Okay? I have Allison's colors, by the way. Yeah.
So, thank you guys for having us. This was great.
Thanks for coming on.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.